Welcome, passengers. This is the pre-boarding announcement for the podcast From the Runway Up. Today's flight will introduce you to the world of aviation in East Tennessee. So fasten your safety belts and return your tray tables to their upright position. And in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for downloading our first episode of From the Runway Up for the 2018 year. It's a special edition for us.
Yes, before we get started with our recorded podcast, we just wanted to let you all know, as you know maybe, that this is our 20th episode, and we are thrilled. I didn't really know we'd make it this far. Here we are.
It's wonderful. And thank you for going along on the journey with us. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. This podcast is about McGee Tyson Airport and aviation in general. We like to have fun and discuss things that are going on with our facility, as well as those implications within the aviation industry. And this episode you're about to hear has been pre-recorded, but before we get started with that, we just wanted to thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. And if you are one of our regular listeners, we really appreciate you tuning in and downloading each episode. And if there is something that you would like to for us to talk about that we haven't thus far, feel free to reach out to us on any of our social media channels or send us an email, because we do this for you all, and so we want to talk about what you all are interested in. So thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy our 20th episode. Hello, From the Runway Up listeners. This is Caitlin, along with Becky, and we are glad that you are here listening to our first podcast of 2018. We've made it another year.
Oh my gosh, on our podcast. I'm glad you're still listening.
Yes. We hope that you tuned in last month to our 2017 year in review. We really talked a lot about everything that went on at the airport last year, and we're excited for another year here at the airport.
It has been an amazing year, and we want to say thank you to all the passengers, the tenants, the people who support the airport within our community. It has really been a very successful year for the airport, and hopefully in our next podcast, we'll have some big announcements about our passenger totals for 2017.
Yeah, we'll be sharing some big numbers, so stay tuned for that. But on our first episode of 2018, we are going to talk about art and how it plays into the airport. So we have Eddie Manis here. He is the chairman of the Airport Authority's Board of Commissioners. So thank you so much for joining us, Eddie.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
It's always nice to have a vision at the airport for art, because we get tasked so much with what's called the passenger experience, not just how easy it is to get in and out of our parking garage or to get checked in or get through the security checkpoint line, but what do you do when you're at the facility? Because you spend so much time in an airport. Our airport, our size, we look to find things that are important to the passengers and guests that come in here. And one of the things that we get a lot of feedback is on our art, the art program here at our facility.
Yeah, and a few years ago, I don't know when we launched our relationship with the Arts and Culture Alliance, where we have two exhibits. We have two exhibits each year with the Arts and Culture Alliance. That was in...
Well, I think this is our 18th one, so we do that
two. Yeah, 9 years ago.
I don't do math.
Math typically isn't part of our podcast.
But it's been a great relationship, because an airport, we have the facility and we have the audience to bring that. And one of the things that we looked at when we started that program was how we wanted our airport to be seen when you get off of a plane. And we put a lot of effort into the redesign of our terminal building in 2000 to be reflective of the community and in the environment that people will experience once they get into our area. And so we wanted that exhibit to be a reflection of all the people who live here. And so to be in our exhibit, you have to either have been born here or you live here in a 16-county area of East Tennessee, because we want it to be a true reflection of the artistic talent of the people of our community.
And this exhibit, as you all know, we've talked about it, I think, every month now, but we are celebrating our 80th anniversary, and this exhibit is themed for our 80th anniversary and celebrating how transportation has really evolved in the past 80 years.
And it's not just about airplanes. You'll look at some of the pieces, and hopefully you've seen some of those if you've come through McGee Tyson Airport. It's about travel in general and what emotions that evoke. And so when you look at an art program, you want to look at who's in the head, who's leading that effort, and who's a part of that. And that's why Mr. Manis is here today. He's the chairman of our board, and he is a true artistic leader within our airport community. So if you don't mind taking a minute to tell us what you think about art in the airport.
First of all, that's the first time I've ever been referred to as an artistic leader.
Oh, no.
That's a good one.
That's a really cool title.
Yeah, put that on your resume.
Business card.
Exactly, yeah. Artistic leader.
Yeah.
You know, I was just listening and I was thinking, prior to 9/11, when you could run into the airport in 15 or 20 minutes and just jump on the plane and leave, I don't know whether that experience or that artistic experience was as important as it is today. But for those of us who come into airports now and we have to wait, sometimes I got a text the other day that somebody said, "This is a beautiful airport. I love being here, and I've been here for 4 hours." Well, that's a long time to be in an airport.
I'm so glad they were happy about being here 4 hours.
Yeah, so was I. I didn't know what was coming. But I do think lots of airports, and this airport, and it's not a negative, but without art could be kind of cold and kind of sterile because there's lots of glass, lots of terrazzo, lots of tile. And so I think art really plays an impact on warming the environment, but it also is kind of stimulating to the individual because there's so many different kinds of art and I guess artistic expressions that as you go through, you can stand and just kind of lose yourself in the art if you take that time. And so I think it gives you something to do to pass the time, but it also gets your creative juices flowing, so to speak. And so I think it's a great way to pass the time while you wait for your flight.
Yeah, either that or the massage chairs, right?
Or the massage chairs. Or you can get your shoes shined. We have something for everyone.
Yes. But, you know, art is something we get a lot of feedback, both by email, by passengers on our social media. The artists really like to display their work here because very few opportunities within our community exist where nearly a million people will see their pieces and have that kind of exposure of or potential exposure to people in the area. So it's just been a positive environment. And one of the things that you said that I think is real interesting is that some people, pieces are attractive to one thing and it could be attractive to another person, and it just depends. I know we've all seen airport art when we've traveled around airports across the country. For me, I recently visited the Houston airport system, and they have all kinds of things on display, from public art, large sculpture pieces, to some very small one. But one in particular was I wouldn't have naturally been attracted to it, but it was a piece that was very much designed for children, but it was so interesting. It was a piece using fabrics and textures, and it was huge in its landscape, but it had bright colors, and it just drew you to it. And even though I was on a tour, I kind of stopped and stayed with that area for quite a long time. Is there any kind of art that you all have seen that maybe does that for you when you travel?
Well, yes, but I will also say, I think why art in the airport is so important is some people, like you said, that art just drew you to it. I think art can kind of just calm you down. If you're, you know, a very stressful traveler, or if you're in a hurry and you see that piece of art, it's just kind of very refreshing, and it gets you in a good kind of a mindset to travel. So I think that's another reason art is really important in an airport space.
I agree. It's like I said, you kind of lose yourself in that art. But one of the things that I remember, and it's been many years ago because Atlanta's been doing kind of the public art for quite some time, and on the people movers, on the escalator people mover downstairs, just all the different art exhibits. And as you go along very, very slowly, if you're walking, and the experience you have, and lots of times they're in glass cases, but just the feeling you get, because that's usually a place where there's a lot of hustle and bustle and people are moving all over the place, but it does calm you down and you can see it. It's almost like this moving sidewalk, and you're just walking by seeing the displays there. And then I think the other one, which I've never had the opportunity to see in person, but just doing some research on art in airports, is Kinetic Rain in the Singapore airport. And it's more technology driven, but it has all this kind of simulated rain falling from the roof of the building down into the terminal. And it's a really cool experience if you go online and check that out. So I think it plays a lot of different roles in airports.
We might need to take a field trip.
Yeah, field trip to Singapore. Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. And you mentioned that the fact that it was not just a piece, something hanging on the wall, it had simulated rain. There is a tree in the Houston airport that is about country music, and it plays music, but it also is about how the tree is growing out of a ground design that is the center focal point of country music in Houston, because they pride themselves in that type of music in the Texas area there. So a lot of it is representative of your community, but it doesn't have to just be something hanging on the wall. It could be something very interactive.
That's like Denver has the horse outside of their terminal. And I always think of Denver. Whenever I think of Denver, I think of that horse. And then whenever I think of Detroit, I think of their people mover and all of the lights and the strobes that they have going on. So art can definitely be something that people think of when they are thinking about your airport.
And when you go to an airport, if they don't have art in some of those public spaces, you start to notice that now. Mm-hmm. Right. You notice it when it is not available to you. It seems kind of blank.
Right.
And there's no interaction. And sometimes you may not even pay attention to the art that's up there, but you know it's there.
Yeah. And if it's gone, you're going to really
miss
it.
You're going to know. It was like, right. Wait a minute. I know what was there. Right. What was that? Well, okay. We're going to move on now and talk a little bit more about the future of art in our airport. And, you know, what things that you might be able to see in the coming months in our facility.
Yeah. So let me address that.
It's kind that's a great question.
That's a great question. You know, it's kind of, it's as far as the vision for the future of I think that we have for art here, art is very important to me as pretty much has already been stated. And I think we have a tremendous creative class in Knoxville and in this entire region. And I think that we should honor that creative class. And I think we do that by our arts in the airport currently. But my initiative, I've been in this role since July 1st, six months. So one of my initiatives that I really wanted to undertake in the very beginning was to focus more on art in the airport. And I think the temporary art moving in and out on an annual basis or every 6 months, whatever the rotation is great. But I think we have lots of opportunities to really have permanent art, spectacular permanent art here for people to enjoy. And I think that we've all seen those permanent art exhibits around. And so I really want to do more permanent public art here. We'll be giving more details about that in the next couple of months. But I just think there's a great opportunity for that. And I want people to understand when they fly into Knoxville, if they're visiting for the first time, that we are a city, we are a region that appreciates art. And we are very creative in this community. And so I want to make sure that people visiting us for the first time really understand that about this area.
Yeah. And an airport is so focal to transportation. You think, oh, I'm just going out to catch a flight. You don't think about its impact on the community and the perception of the community when someone lands here or they take off there or they're considering putting their company's headquarters here. And their mm-hmm. first impression is when they get off that plane, is this building clean? Is it nice? Is it artistic? Is it embracing a cultural value in some way? So it's real important for us to stay ahead of that. And it's so difficult to do, trying to decide what you permanently want to have on display here that you see in and out that it speaks to the nature of our area, of our region.
And I think that's true. I think it is a first impression. And I think this airport says a lot about who we are to people that are coming here to visit. And I think that's why we should always focus on making it representative of the community.
Yeah, so. And we don't do that arbitrarily. I think we really think out our situation and try to determine how to best implement a program here, whether it's whether it's the runway project that took 10 years to plan before it actually happened. So a lot of thought goes into the decisions that go out here. It's not just, oh, let's put some art out here and we'll do that. It has a lot of discussion. We search out and talk to area artists. We talk to other organizations that are public entities like we are that have a lot of people moving in and out. We talk about safety issues and concerns. We talk about maintenance of it. There's lots of things that go into making a selection like that. So I'm really excited about what it might look like in the future.
I think it's going to be an exciting time.
Podcast listeners, please take your seats and prepare for landing.
Well, thank you for joining us today on our first podcast of this new 2018. Our next podcast is going to focus on environmental issues at an airport. We are getting ready to do some environmental work here at the airport, and we've invited some guests to come and talk to us about the environmental impact of airports on a region and what are things we're planning to do in the future.
So Eddie, thank you so much for joining us yet again for our podcast.
I've enjoyed it.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we hope you will tune in again next month.